Good morning, this is Marco with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, December 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices of March corn down 4.25 cents, 656.5. We've got some support there at 653.5. March wheat down 14.25 cents, 768.75. We've got support there at 760.25. And the Jan beans down 1.5 cents, 1428.25. With support around $14. We've got expanded limits today in the bean complex, corn, meal, and oil. Because bean oil was limit down yesterday, we've got expanded limits throughout the whole complex. I don't think it's going to be an issue, but who knows. Dow Jones is currently down 400 points off of the non-farm payroll at 263. That was 63,000 more than they were looking for. So the economy certainly seems to be hot. And the idea is that we're going to have to cool things off. The Dow's down 400. The bonds are down 0.5 basis point. The dollar's back up about 45 ticks. We've had better rains in Brazil and Argentina. It actually looks like it's going to turn wet in Argentina starting Tuesday or Wednesday next week. And that will be a big help to the crops that are just been planted there and help the crops that are in the ground. They certainly need the rains. French have been active in selling wheat to China. They've sold somewhere between 400 to 700,000 metric tons of wheat to China. So that's a little bit bearish. What else do we have out here? The oil that was down 236 overnight, extending the sell-off from yesterday's limit down. That should put us pretty much in line now. We'll see if the meal can rescue the beans here today. I don't think the beans are going to be down all that much, but, you know, it just really depends on if the funds want to blow out of more long positions. I've got them long 105,000 contracts of bean oil here in an environment where they're just absolutely getting smacked. This takes us back to the prices on October 17th. Back under all the moving averages, gapped open lower here last night. Support there comes in around 60 cents, which I think is what we're looking at ultimately out here. So we'll see what the funds want to do with a 7 cent, you know, potential limit out here. We could go down and certainly look at 60 cents today, though I don't think that'll happen unless the funds really want out. Crude oil is basically steady. I don't know. I think, you know, corn and wheat are going to be under some pressure here. The beans, even with, unless the bean oil really collapses, I think the beans will hold up pretty well. But, again, it really depends on what they're going to do, what the funds are going to do with the bean oil. So that's what I see out here. The funds are still long. After yesterday, I've got them long. 85,000 contracts of beans. 80,000 meal, 105,000 oil. They're still long 157 corn, so that could be a problem there as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.